Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight to the Next Chapter Widow Ministry talk show. The purpose of our ministry and the show is to encourage and minister and embrace widows. The purpose of our ministry is to love and to exemplify regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." Coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you had a great week. Tonight we're going to talk about God handpicked you, and you are special, and to give thanks. And the scripture this is coming from handpicked by God. That's Ephesians 1. In his love, he chose us, actually picked us out of for himself and his own, in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Ephesians 1:4. Don't you know that you've been handpicked by God? Before you were ever born, before the very foundation of the earth, God chose you. He approved you and called you his own. You may have been overlooked by people in your life. Maybe you've been passed up for a job or overlooked by someone whose opinion you value. But remember, God won't overlook you. He won't ever do that. In fact, he handpicked you to be on this air tonight. He chose you to be holy and set apart from himself. Let us talk and be true, and let all of this sink down into our hearts today. You are God's most valued possession. You are special. You are the only, you're the apple of his eye. He knows everything about you. He knows the number of the hairs you have on your head. Isn't that amazing? All the little frames of hair that you have on your head, God knows how many. He gave you the gifts and ability that you have for a purpose. You carry great value and significance. Don't ever think that you're not worthy to be chosen and be handpicked by God. Some of the worst, you would consider the worst people in life, was handpicked by God. An example, Paul. Paul persecuted lies, and he was good at what he did. But God chose him. Many more I can talk about. But just knowing that you have, even spite of what they have done, they were handpicked by God. You carry value, like I said, you carry value, great value, and significance. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that you are God's treasure, because you are handpicked by him. And handpicked, that means that you are very special. God knew and knew our husbands would depart from us. He knew that he would have to replace him with his presence, his love, his comfort with people, friends, church members, and most of all, the next chapter, widow's ministry. If he handpicked you, he knew how much encouragement that you needed. He gave us and gave you resources to help you to get through this grieving process. He handpicked me. He handpicked me to be there for you. Well, in spite of it all, I feel very special. And I think that he made a great choice. Don't you? Well, I do. I've always felt special in God's sight. We are all here for a purpose: to witness, to encourage, to give true testimonies that you can relate to. Feel special today because you were handpicked by God. This week, meditate on this, that God handpicked you for a purpose. Each day, I read different scriptures and also read different words of wisdom from different books, or even when I go to the internet, I also read Joel and Victoria. And they talked about being handpicked by God. I am glad that I am handpicked by God. I wouldn't want to be handpicked by man, because that's only temporary. But when you're handpicked by God, it's permanent. And tonight we're going to also talk about the other topic I mentioned at the beginning: to be thankful and to give thanks. It is important for us to take time to give thanks before eating your Thanksgiving dinner with your family. And I am going to read some scriptures tonight that these are Bible verses for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving in the terms of Jesus Christ and God. Find many instances in the Bible that talks about giving thanks to God and Jesus for all his blessing that they have provided us. Read these scriptures and these favorite Thanksgiving verses and prayer and talk about these blessings over Thanksgiving dinner with your family and friends. Nehemiah, the 12th chapter, 46th verse says, "For long ago, in the name of David and Asaph, there has been directors for singers and the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God, so that in the days, of all Israel contributed the daily portion for singers and gate makers. They set aside the portion of their portion for the other Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion of descendants of Aaron." Psalms 95:2. "Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music and song. For the Lord is great, God, the great King above all gods." 1 Corinthians, the 1st chapter, the 4th verse says, "I always thank God for because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus." And 5 says also, "For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all the speakings and in all the knowledge." 2 Corinthians 4:15 says, "All this is for the benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are renewed day by day." 2 Corinthians 9:11 says, "You will be made rich in every day that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but also overflowing in every expression of thanks to God." Ephesians says, Ephesians 1:15, "For this reason, ever since I heard about the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all saints, I have not stopped giving thanks to you, remembering you in my prayers." First Timothy says, chapter 4, 4 verse, "For everything God created is good. Nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is concentrated by the word of God in prayer." 1 Chronicles says, 16:34, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 7:17, "I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness, and I will sing praise in the name of the Lord Most High." "The Lord is my strength and my and my shield. My heart trusts in him. Psalms 104 says, Enter to the gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I love Psalms 100. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. There's so many verses in the chapter Psalms that gives you, I mean, it talks about thanksgiving. It talks about how good God is and his love endures forever. I mean, Psalms have many verses in it that you can go over during your Thanksgiving dinner and talk about how good God is and praising him for his goodness and his mercy. Psalms 106, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Isaiah 12:4. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nation what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Give thanks unto the Lord. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do, whether in words or in deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And last, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks into all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Just make sure that you take time and give thanks to God. You can't even really name all the things that you are thankful for, but it's good to go around the table and talk about how God has blessed you and your family, why you are thankful. I mean, if we all sit down and talk about all the different things, we'll never stop talking. We'll never eat dinner. But take time and talk about some of the things. Share with your family things that you're thankful for, and they can realize that they have things in their lives that they should be thankful for. And it's not always the big thing. It's the little thing, that God blesses you each and every day. So just make sure that you take time and do those things before eating your Thanksgiving dinner with your family and friends. We have several, that is all on the inspirational vitamin. And I would like to, there's several announcements I would like to go over tonight. Martha, I must say I miss you. I don't see your number on the air, on the board. And I must say that you are normally one of the ones that I always call in. And when I look, and most of the time you might be one of the first caller on the air. And I always see your number every Tuesday. I'm sure that you are here in spirit and in truth. And I want to thank everyone for picking up their fundraiser on this past Saturday. And I know that God is going to bless us and get the money that we need to write this book, get this book started. And we also look asking for donations. This time of the year that people give donations to Goodwill, to Salvation Army. We are not a 501c3, but we ask you anyway to give us a donation towards our book so we can publish this and this can bless others. So just knowing that God will bless you for blessing us. The next chapter, Widows Ministry. We need your support as well. And we also had our bridal shower during our meeting for Vanessa Wingo. She found love again. She's remarrying in the month of December. And we had a great time. And she was so happy and so surprised. And talking about our trip to Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel next year, September 17th through the 22nd, 2016. Your final deposit with Pat Jones, our travel agent, decided to extend the time to November 30th. So we need you to get on board. Whoever else wants to join us, please send in your deposit by November 30th, that this month, the end of this month. We're having a Christmas party, annual Christmas breakfast, December 19th from 9 to 11 a.m. to Morel's Cafe on MLK in Atlanta, Georgia. During that time, we would like you to bring your shoeboxes wrapped in Christmas paper filled with toiletry items for single women with children. Make sure that you put something in there for women and children in the box. And bring it on December 19th at our Christmas breakfast. We are going to try to deliver those boxes just before Christmas, probably that Tuesday or Wednesday before Christmas. And let me see what other announcement do we have. And also, if you decide that you want to be a part of this book that we're writing, you still have a few weeks before we finalize everything to go to the publisher. So if you have a question you want to, we have question and answers that we are putting in the book. If you would like to still answer that question or send in a testimony, you have a couple of weeks before we finalize everything that's going to be put in the book. So be a part of that, and you're going to be blessed encouraging others. And this book is going to be blessed by God, because this is what he wants us to do. Because what better than a testimony, than a widow hearing a testimony from another widow? You know, they can understand that what you went through and what they're going through, that in time, it takes day by, in time, day by day, that they will be restored and be able to live a normal life in spite of the pain that they're going through at this particular time. It's a process, a grieving process. But in time, they'll see that those tears will dry up. They'll feel better about going forward. So all of these things that's going to be written in this book is so important. I mean, questions and answers. Many widows have questions about, when do I get rid of my husband's clothes? There are questions and answers in that book. giving an opinion of another widow, what they went through and when they made that decision. Every question will be there to answer someone's answer. I mean, someone's question. Every testimony will be there to touch someone else because they're going to be going through those same exact things that particular widow went through. So just knowing that your stories are going to be a blessing to others and a blessing to doing God's will. So please be mindful of that and knowing that this is something that God wants us to do. We were handpicked, just remember, we were handpicked by God. Even in spite of the journey that we have gone through, we were handpicked to encourage others and embrace other widows. It says in our scripture, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. And honoring widows and their orphans, their children. And by the way, what we're going to do next year, in one of we normally plan, have a calendar that we plan different events every month. We know it's going to be in the summer, but we haven't decided on what month it is. We would like to have family members to join us on a picnic, not just the widows, but their family. We have met some of their children during our anniversary each year. But we like to get together and just enjoy each other as a widow ministry and their children. So it just like it says, honor widows and their orphans. That's meaning their children. So we want to have a big and nice picnic this next year in the summer, getting together with the family. So I hope that you will be able to be a part of that as well. We haven't put together a calendar yet. We'll do that and have it ready in January of all the different events that we're going to be doing this coming year. So that is all of the announcement tonight. I just want you to feel special that you were handpicked by God, and also give thanks. We have so much to be thankful for. We can go on and on each and every day giving thanks for something that God has done for us and our family. I hope that you will have a happy Thanksgiving day and weekend. Be safe and enjoy, and especially be around family. Be blessed. Tune again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And thank you again for being a part of the next.
name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hands. And if you believe on my word,